This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The number of coronavirus deaths in the United States approaches 15,000 with more than 434,000 confirmed cases. Worldwide, the number of deaths is beyond 88,000 with 1.5 million confirmed cases. The strategic national stockpile is nearly out of N95 respirators, surgical masks, face shields, gowns, and other supplies desperately needed to protect frontline medical workers treating coronavirus patients. The House Oversight Committee released documents showing that about 90% of all the personal protective equipment in the stockpile has been distributed to state and local governments. The remaining 10% is being held in reserve for federal workers. House Democrats say the Trump administration is leaving states to fend for themselves, competing with each other and federal agencies in a free-for-all bidding war that drives up prices. The U.S. Congress is rushing headlong into a conflict over the next coronavirus aid package, as the White House wants to pump $250 billion into small businesses, but opposes Democrats' proposals to tack on billions for protective gear, food stamps, and support to state and local governments. An attempt for a Thursday vote in the Senate will pose a first test. Despite the urgency to act, it's a sudden breakdown over what all sides agreed to in a package of $2.2 trillion more than 2 weeks ago. Even as coronavirus deaths mount across Europe and New York, the U.S. and other countries are starting to contemplate an exit strategy and think about a staggered and carefully calibrated easing of restrictions designed to curb the scourge. To end the confinement, we're not going to go black to white. We're going from black to gray, according to a top French epidemiologist. Deaths, hospitalizations, and new infections are leveling off in places like Italy and Spain and even in New York. This is VOA News.